But who else is for Trudeau? Not young people, not minorities, other than the small, well, I don't know if it's small, I wish it was small, pro-Hamas segment. Not women, not even Atlantic Canadians, not even Quebecers. So who is his base? Well, the answer is so obvious. It's journalists. They're not numerous, but they have megaphones and magnifying glasses. So what they say is echoed many times over. And wouldn't you know it, look at this. Justin Trudeau's taking care of those who he wants to take care of him. Ottawa adds funding to CBC, despite executives' claims it was asked to cut its budget. That's what they think is important, the lie of the executives. That's not what's important. What's important is that Trudeau is taking care of the journalists, so they take care of him. I'll read a little bit. Documents released Thursday show CBC will get $1.4 billion in 2024-2025. Canada's public broadcaster, it's not the public broadcaster, it's a government broadcaster. There's a difference. Canada's government broadcaster is getting an increase in funding, despite executives insisting that a request to cut CBC Radio Canada's budget for the next fiscal year was one reason they announced layoffs for 10% of staff. Now, I'm sure it's true. I'm sure the Liberals, you know, this is a back and forth. CBC was sort of saying, well, we're going to lay people off if you don't get us, give us more money. It was sort of a negotiation of sorts. But look, of course, Trudeau's going to pay these people off. Let me keep reading. Documents Canadian Heritage released on Thursday show CBC will get a $1.4 billion budget in 2024, up from the $1.3 billion it spent in the previous year. The increase amounts to $96.1 million, which the department says is primarily attributable to salary increases following the ratification of collective agreements. Oh, so they're all getting raises. You heard it? They're all. Did you get a raise last year? No, in fact, you had a real reduction in your per capita GDP, and more is coming when they hike the carbon tax on April 1st. Let me keep reading. The broadcaster announced in December it would cut 800 jobs and $40 million from its production budget because of a $125 million projected shortfall for the coming fiscal year, which begins on April 1st. You know, there's a saying in Washington, D.C., I think it applies here in Canada too, firemen first. Which is, if you tell a government organization they have to cut money, they're going to obviously cut the one thing people care about the most. We're going to, because the government has reduced our budget, we're going to have to lay off the firemen. Not any of these useless bureaucrats, the firemen. And so I think that's the game CBC's executives were playing. They were saying, well, Justin Trudeau, if you don't give us more money, we're going to have to lay off hundreds of staff. Uh-oh. Oh, good, you're going to give us more money. You know, Catherine Tate, the CEO of the CBC, is one of the absolutely worst people in Ottawa. And I think even her own staff hates her. I'm on TikTok, which is a Chinese app. I shouldn't be on it because it's spying on me. But I get the feeling that the people at the CBC who actually run the TikTok account actually hate Catherine Tate because it's only on TikTok, not on Twitter or the websites, that they have the most unflattering videos of her. I think they actually hate her. Here she is lying a few months ago about bonuses and saying, no, we don't have bonuses. It's just performance pay. Mm-hmm. And no, I'm not going to tell you if I'm going to take a bonus myself. Remember this loathsome woman?
Will you be giving bonuses to executives?
My response to that question is to say that we have a process, a rigorous process. It is not my decision to award performance pay. It is, in fact, the decision of the board of directors, and that decision comes at the end of the fiscal year. We have another 2 months before we reach the end of the fiscal year. And as I have also said in public, everything is on the table. So we will see at the end of fiscal year, based on results and where we are financially.
So as the CEO, you do not make the decision. You have no say in whether or not bonuses are granted.
All of the management team measures and analyzes our results on an annual basis, which are published very clearly
as
in our
CEO, in the quarterly reports. You have no say in whether or not bonuses are given.
All of the management team presents to the board of directors the results of our year against KPIs, key performance indicators, that have been tracked throughout the year. And based on the analysis and the results, the board of directors makes its decision. I should just point out, perhaps of interest, for example, last year, We did not meet two of our KPIs.
Ms. Tate,
and
thank
our bonus
you.
Level
I'll go to my
was
next
reduced.
Question.
It's just really weird to me that someone who lives in New York City would be hired to run the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. I know for at least the first part of her tenure, she would commute back and forth from New York. She'd fly in because she cares about carbon emissions. You see, it's really weird to me that a New Yorker is running the CBC, but it's all about politics. What's incredible to me at all is that such a failure has been allowed to continue because the CBC audience continues to decline. I showed you this the other day. Frankly, I should show it to you every day. According to their own statistics, according to their own annual report, the CBC is losing viewers every year. Canada's population is skyrocketing, mainly because of immigration. But the endemic population, as in the not the immigration population, is at least staying the same. How can you have a country that's never been more populous have declining viewership of the CBC every year? Because people hate it. Imagine giving them a bigger budget. Who gets a raise for failing worse every year? Well, that's the CBC. And by the way, don't believe the $1.4 billion figure. That's just their official budget. They also get special money, so countless sums through. For example, they got special pandemic money. There's all sorts of other money other than their official budget. So it's surely closer to $1.6 billion. Anyways, look at this news just today. So we heard about the CBC yesterday. Here's the news about more payoffs. Support for independent local journalism, because you deserve to know. This is actually an official government press release. Deserve to know what? What Trudeau wants me to know? The government of Canada remains committed to helping Canadians access news coverage on topics of local interest that affect them. That is not true. Because of Bill C-18, which was going to wring out Facebook for $100 million to give payouts to Justin Trudeau's favorite journalists, you cannot post a Canadian news story on Facebook. I don't know if you know that. You can't post a Rebel news story on Facebook. Justin Trudeau and his atrocious scheme backfired. And so one of the largest sources of Canadian news has been cut off. Thanks, Trudeau. And, you know, let me read the press release. Local journalism reflects our day-to-day realities, informs us about issues that might affect us, and, through storytelling, unites us as neighbors and Canadians. I don't really think that's what it does, but, hey, you do you. The Government of Canada remains committed to ensuring that all Canadians can access sustainable and robust independent news. That's a lie. There really isn't any independent news left in Canada because every single newspaper, every TV station, every radio station is heavily regulated by government and is subsidized by government, literally 99.9%. And that's not an exaggeration. We've shown you before that there are 1,500 different news companies on the dole. I didn't even know there were that many news outlets. Let me keep reading. The Honorable Pascal Saint-Onge, Minister of Canadian Heritage, announced $58.8 million in funding to extend the local journalism initiative for the next 3 years. A pure election year bribe is what this is, folks. That's why they're announcing it now. This is an election year, or next year is for sure, and they need to shore up their base. Let me continue a little more. To protect the independence of the press. Did you know government can protect the independence of the press? I didn't know that. The only way to protect the independence of the press is not to meddle, not to use a carrot or a stick. To protect the independence of the press, the government will continue to work with not-for-profit organizations to administer this funding. These organizations provide the funds that support media organizations, produce local journalism in underserved communities. This just isn't true. And I know this from personal experience. A few years ago, Justin Trudeau announced something called the QCJO News License, the Qualified Canadian Journalism Organization. You have to apply to the government, and that was the precursor to getting all sorts of benefits for your newspaper or your website. Now, we would never take money from Trudeau, but we wanted the status. We were refused. We were rejected. They said what we do is not news. They said less than 1% of what we do is news, and they denied us. Just like the hand-picked debates commission that Trudeau set up denied us as well. It is a lie to say that this is independent, and it is a lie to say that this is being done at arm's length from government. But look, I've got to tell you this, folks. Bribing journalists like this, it's not going to save them. In fact, it's going to drag the media down with them. Because every day that the journalists of this country mimic the liberals of this country, they absorb the hatred that's directed at the liberals. I'd like to see polling for journalists the same way I see polling for politicians. I think it's not going to save either the liberals or the newspapers, but it will explain a lot of the editorial decisions that you see by the regime media this year.